Texans Training Camp Today. Brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. The right stuff for Texas since 1938. Here's your host, Drew Doherty.
Cool as ice. Vanilla Ice was not the only one to be cool as ice. We are now as well because we're inside. This is Texans Training Camp Today. Drew Doherty, Mark Vandermeer, voice of the Houston Texans. And we didn't sweat it out in the heat on Wednesday, Mark.
It was nice. They get here in the practice bubble. Look, this is something that Bill O'Brien didn't do before. They do the walkthroughs in here and things like that. But during training camp with the searing heat, and this is as bad a camp so far as I can remember. I've been here for all of them. Good idea on day four to get inside, get the guys out of the heat, get some good work in on this artificial surface.
We're just going to mix it up every now and then. You know, we'll be outside tomorrow. They'll be off on Friday. We'll be outside Saturday, Sunday, probably come back in here on Monday. But we'll be outside the majority of the time. We love the Houston heat.
Everybody sweats, but big guys sweat even more. And one of those big guys is rookie offensive lineman, rookie center Nick Martin out of Notre Dame.
Yep.
Had a really polished career. Brian Kelly is head coach there. Very, very high on him after the Texans took him. But he's not the only one who's high on him. A lot of folks around the building and in the building like what they see so far from him.
Well, one of the things they really like is that Nick Martin was a captain in college for a big-time program that gets a lot of attention. Remember, Notre Dame had that Hard Knocks-type TV show following them around all season last year. Martin's brother is a professional football player. So I don't know how much that helps, but I think it doesn't hurt. But the fact that he was such a stalwart for a big-time program, and let's face it, Drew, he's got all this ability, does really help his prospects as a professional starting center.
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, he's he's a good player. He's a good player. He's tough. He's strong. Very smart guy. He'll have his ups and downs, you know, just being a rookie and having to deal with the different physical nature of pro football versus college football. But he's one of the better rookies that I've been around.
You know, I love Nick, and I love him for a couple reasons. You know, first of all, Nick's just a tremendous person. You know, he's a great friend. I've had a ton of fun with him on and off the football field. So he's a great guy. But more importantly, as a football player, he comes to work. He has an edge about him. He comes to work every single day. He wants to get better, and every single day he does get better. And as far as, like you said, a rookie center coming into this system and going out there and playing at the level that he is, it's truly impressive.
Martin progressing nicely so far in his first camp as a Houston Texan. You know, a lot of battles at various position groups or in various position groups throughout this team, but special teams especially. You got the kicker spot. Those guys are duking it out, Kaimi Fairbairn and the veteran Nick Novak. But also in the return game and coverage-wise, a lot to sort out for Larry Izzo, the special teams coordinator.
Absolutely. Return game. Who's going to be the punt returner? Tyler Irvin, who they drafted in the fourth round, really good in college in that department. Will Fuller could actually do it. And Cecil Shorts getting a ton of reps as well. Also special teams, Drew. It's the more you know kind of thing. If there's a player on the bubble and he's a good special teams player, that can get him entry into the 53-man roster. It's a big topic.
Bill, what do you want Clowney to do? He's doing some of these special teams drills. Physical. What do you want him to get out of that?
Well, he can help us on special teams. You know, a lot of these guys can. You know, Whitney was out there, John Simon. You know, JJ, when he gets back, he'll help us in certain ways on special teams. So I think Kareem Jackson's been out there. Jonathan Joseph's been out there at times on special teams. So, you know, we've got to be better on special teams. And if that means some starters need to be on special teams, they're willing to do it. That's what's a good thing about these guys.
And when you talk about special teams, there's one player in particular a lot of people have some focus on.
Happy Sox, Charles James. He's coming up after the break. DP Sidhu went one-on-one with him. Texans training camp today rolls on in just a moment.
You know, last year he did a lot of different things for us. He was a really good gunner. Downing punts inside the 10-yard line, did a number of things on the punt coverage team other than being a gunner, was good at punt return and covering kickoffs. So he's a guy that really is a good teammate, understands his role, and special teams is definitely one of his roles.
Welcome back to Texans training camp today. Joining me now, Charles James. Charles, we didn't see you at all in the OTAs and minicamp. How does it feel to be back out here and in full pads?
Feels good. I think for me being without football for 6 months was brutal. I hated it. try to basically watch old film to kind of get me going. But there's nothing like being out here and experiencing the real thing and practicing and getting better with my teammates. So not being out there for OTAs and minicamp, it hurt me just because I wanted to be around the guys. I wanted to get back better. But we made some good decisions upstairs, and, you know, it was best that I just come back to training camp.
Was that one of the goals that you'd set for yourself, that you wanted to be back in time for training camp?
Yes, definitely. I actually wanted to be back sooner, but because just me being the competitor that I am, I just wanted to be back really soon, really quick, because I want to get back out. You know, I don't want to miss a snap. I don't want to miss doing my job, trying to help the team get better. But like I said, we just end up going with, okay, look, the goal is training camp, so let's be back for that point.
You always have this sense of urgency about yourself. We saw it in Hard Knocks last year. You're really striving to make the team. Has it lessened this year since you got some playing time last year, or is it the same level of urgency this year?
Same level, higher, actually. I never get comfortable. You can't get comfortable in this league. So what have you done for me lately, league? And it's a new year. So I have new expectations for myself. And, you know, me, I'm just striving to be the best and striving to be great. So I think it's going to be like that until I retire.
How do you improve in camp? You know, what are you looking to do better every single day?
I pick certain things that I feel like I wasn't as good at last year or during a point of time in my career, and I strive to do that and get better in that, and I write it down, and I come out before practice, work on it after practice to see, okay, did I do this right today? Then I go back and I watch it on film, and I say, okay, I improved that way. And I just find out, and I do that every day, and hopefully it translates to the game on Sundays.
How about special teams? I know that's a big part of what you do, and you really pride yourself on what you can do for special teams, right?
Love it. Have a blast. Amazing time. Great time. I get to run down there and hit somebody for free. And, you know, for me, I have a lot of fun with it because I feel like that's the only, you know, with offense and defense, there's a lot of explaining and, you know, blah, 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 do this. Even though it's with that, with special teams, you're basically, at the end of the day, run and go get the ball. Run and go get the ball, and that's, for me, I love it because it's like my job is just to go down there and get them down. So
right.
I love that.
Well, let's talk about defense a little bit, because I know you were licking your chops this offseason to get to this offense that everyone says is high speed, high powered. What's it been like going against these young guys in camp so far?
It's been good. Some young guys look young, and some young guys actually look old. Those guys are doing a great job over there, and they're making a lot of plays, and they're actually making it tough on us guys as vets. You know, for us to get better, but for us, it's about us giving them a great look every day and them giving us a good look every day so we can both get better.
All right, I've got a really important question for you. How many pairs of socks have you packed for camp?
Okay, so maybe along the line. So I knew it was about a month, but I have some time where I just have to walk around them. So I'm around the range of like 50, 60.
50 or 60 pairs of socks for camp?
Yeah.
I see your influences spread among your teammates. Some of the other guys are wearing some new socks too as well, right?
Yeah, of course. So, no, they kind of like that thing. If you can't beat them, join them.
Well, I want to ask you about your fashion line too. You're designing a line of clothing for the Go Texans store, right?
Yes.
How did you get into that, and what excites you about that?
Just something I kind of wanted to keep going, picking off the socks thing, and so thought the next big thing would be hats. So I'm going to actually do hats and socks. And, you know, I hope everybody likes it. I have some for male, some for female. You know what I mean? So it should be great. I can't wait to see it.
We can't wait to see it either. Thanks so much, Charles James. More on Texans training camp today when we come back.
Four, six, seven, and 18. When I say those numbers, what do you think about, Mark?
Lottery.
Lottery, that's a good choice, but and it might be a right choice, but okay. It's not the right choice in this instance. It's actually the days that you can come out to camp if you had training camp tickets for the Wednesday practice that was moved inside.
Yeah, a lot of people were disappointed. I think the Texans did a great job in notifying the general public who had tickets about the situation. Only about 100 people showed up, which is actually really good considering you get 4,500 people out here to an average training camp practice that's open to the public. So maybe people can make those dates good. If you took a vacation day, hey, I hope you had a good day.
Yeah, so August 4th, August 6th, August 7th, and August 18th, some days that you can still come in and get out and get a Houston Texans training camp practice in, because it's so much fun to be out here. It's warm, but you get to see your favorite football team. You're up close. It's an experience you'll never, ever get elsewhere.
And I think they had a good practice inside. They all said they did here at the bubble at the Houston Methodist Training Center. But there's something about the fans that give the players a little extra boost of energy despite the 100-degree temperatures or close to it or whatever. They love being out in front of the fans because it gives them that adrenaline.
If you're watching this on Fox Southwest, we thank you. Watch it again on HoustonTexans.com and check out some of the more information we have for you there. That's going to do it for this show. We'll see you tomorrow.